listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, this Colorado State, I hope it's wrong. Here's what the report coming out of the Fort Collins, Colorado said. Colorado coaches are instructing players not to report COVID-19 symptoms to training staff, threatening players who quarantine with reduced playing time, and altering contact tracing reports to keep players on the practice field. The paper says 10 individuals, players, and athletic staff came forward to blow the whistle on the handling of COVID-19 suppression. CSU reported no cases within the athletic department as of July 20th, but by Sunday, the number had climbed to 16, including 11 football players. 27 players missed practice last week due to quarantine before the university paused workouts. So hopefully...
So where did this show up? A newspaper?
Yeah, in the Fort Worth, Colorado.
A regular paper?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Fort Worth paper. Yeah, that's a bad thing.
That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I assume.
Now, Colorado State players, other ones came for several players came forward to say the program has handled virus protocol correctly. So, you know, that's that to me. It's a difficult one because you got 10, 11 guys saying, yes, they're doing this, and then more guys are saying, no, they didn't. But those guys want to play football, probably. Hey, coach is like, I like that guy.
Particularly one of the players is a fifth-year transfer, Scott Patchen from Miami. This is final. Actually, he's been around for like 6 years, had a couple major injuries. So that's a guy who's like, hey, don't short-circuit my chance to play. So who knows what his motivation is or whether he's telling the truth. But, yeah, it's weird. Off-the-record players are saying one thing, and then the on-the-record guys are saying, nah, this ain't true. So.
Right. Well, yeah, these allegations are, that's well, like you said, Lance, you're going to be exposed. And if it was happening, he's exposed. And... You know, you just can't. You can't have that. Not today.
I think, John, what you said, and you said it before, we hold coaches up to, well, some people hold coaches up to a certain level, like just because they coach a sport, that means they're
rich, they're famous,
they're smart and think logically. I mean, the Nick Rolovich thing, bad look. The Gary Patterson thing, bad look. Who's the Colorado State coach?
Addazio?
Oh, yeah, he just got there from Boston College. If it's real, bad luck. I think we should stop thinking of coaches like they're not just normal dudes who happen to do this for a living.
That's what they are.
They're just normal dudes.
That's all.
They're not special.
No.
They will screw up royally if put under pressure situations. We criticize them when they do dumb things on the football field. Why wouldn't they do dumb things off the football field?
That sounds so outrageous. I could see some of that being true and some of it being maybe either blown out of proportion or incorrect. To say that you're going to alter documents that is meant to keep people safe, I mean, that's a major, that's fireable offense to me. If you're going to alter documents, anytime you start talking about altering any documents, that's a problem. To say you're going to alter documents or you will demote players who, like, the whole scope of what is being accused is a major, major problem. That's a major problem. You are trying to intentionally circumvent all the protocols that every league in sports is trying to follow, that everybody in society is being asked to follow. You're intentionally saying, basically, not only are we not going to follow the protocols being set forth by the White House for the country and by states for the people inside every state and by the professional and amateur sports organizations, we're going to not only not follow it, we're going to actively try to diminish it, and we're going to actively try to work our way around that. That is a major, major accusation.
And maybe Steve Addazio is just following the White House's lead, because didn't that report come out that the president was like, yeah, I told people to stop testing because it makes me look bad.
Well, he said it out loud. Maybe we should stop testing.
Well, he did. And he tweeted just, I think, yesterday morning. The numbers are up because there's more testing. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's how
so
it works.
So stop with the fake news. What? What?
So maybe Adazio went with that line of thinking.
I don't
if
know.
If this is true.
I love him. He's my favorite.
I know you love
him. You follow him?
No, I don't have to because everyone retweets his stuff anyway. Why do I have to follow him?
You got to follow our president.
No, I don't have to. I didn't follow. I've never followed. I didn't follow.
He seems so
the previous
angry
president.
A lot of mornings.
I don't follow.
He
any.
Wakes up angry.
I don't even follow most athletes. I don't follow politicians.
Yeah, I don't do that. It's not going well lately for him. So I imagine he is a little upset about things. We'll see.
I shared something on Facebook yesterday.
Why would you do that?
Well, because I did it on Instagram. Well, it's for a good reason. It's a video. I'm sure you saw it yesterday. Morgan Freeman. It's about restaurants. Play it if you can, actually, because we've got a lot of friends who are in restaurants and things like that. And Morgan, it's a video that's extremely well shot. And Morgan Freeman is the narrator, and he's the narrator of our entire lives, basically. Mm-hmm. Morgan, you trust everything Morgan Freeman says when it's in narration form or otherwise, except when all the Me Too stuff hit him and he's like, well, that's not something that I did.
What did Morgan Freeman got Me Too'd?
He did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember. People.
You know why?
To,
because I just probably dismissed it.
Then all of a sudden it was like, this Me Too movement has gone too far.
Look, you better be correct. If you're slandering Morgan, he was accused of
inappropriate
behavior.
100%.
That's a shame.
Morgan was Me Too'd, but it never gained a lot of traction. But, oh, yeah. You can read up on it a little bit. Morgan didn't. He didn't catch it like everyone else. But, yeah, he got Me Too'd by a couple people. But anyway, regardless, this is something separate I'm talking about. But Morgan, as the narrator, it's a video about restaurants. And what they're hoping is restaurant business is like, hey, can we get any federal aid here? Because not only have they have been absolutely killed, the restaurant business. And their customers that they rely on, they're not coming back. I know there's the payroll tax issue that they have. They've got issues with paying rent while other people have been given stimulus checks that can help them. And there's been, you know, rent, not suppression, but there has been rent help. And there have been landlords who have not, you know, charged full rent. A lot of restaurants are going out of business. And so there's this video that was shot and it's well done. It's well shot. And Morgan Freeman is the narrator. And so I shared it, and their whole thing is they want to put pressure on government to include them in a stimulus package, like to actually take care specifically of restaurants, too, inside their stimulus package, something to help them stay afloat through this, because we're going to have, you know, another 5 months or so, and then even on top of that, you're going to, even when you are opened up, as we saw, you're only open up at a certain level, and even then, people aren't flocking back. Like, Riel is packed all the time it had been. Even now, even when you're at 50%, it's not like people just rush in anymore. Some people aren't spending their money. Some people don't have jobs. And so they can't. So they're asking for some help. And so I shared it. And of course, you know, on Facebook, which is known for this, you're going to get it either on Twitter or you're going to get it on Facebook. It's like two different sides. And I share this and all of a sudden, well, maybe if they actually had something that wasn't so narrowly targeted. I'm like, dude, I'm not a Facebook, whoever you are, I don't know who you are. I don't know if I'm your friends or what. I don't know how you. I know you, but I'm not a Facebook warrior like the rest of you guys are with posting your political stuff and come at me so I can fight you on Facebook about all my stuff. I'm like, dude, I'm not a Facebook fighter. I'm trying to help some friends. I'm trying to put this out there to help friends in the industry and people I respect and people who are hardworking and all this and that. I don't care about being a Facebook warrior like the rest of you guys who wake up and like, I cannot wait to get on Facebook now and find out all my new information that I'm going to get from Facebook and then go fight people on the other side. Just lame as super lame.
I feel like you're not giving it enough of a chance. Try it out.
So, can I have Facebook fighting?
Yes.
I feel like that.
Twitter fighting is already lame as too. I don't. Why do I need it on both sides of lame? No thanks.
So you're going to play the Morgan Freeman?
Well, thing? I have it ready. Yeah.
Oh well, it's 9:12 though, so we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about TGS Insurance, and we'll do that on the other side.
Good. TGS Insurance is homeowners insurance, and it's no different than anything. Listen, I want to tell you, this is what you do when you. Many of you don't shop for insurance. That's problem number one for your homeowners insurance. Why would you not search out other quotes? Do you think just one company can insure your home? Is that it? There's only one A-rated insurance company? Here's the second thing. Your biggest mistake is not shopping for a lower price. The bigger mistake is not shopping with TGS Insurance, who has a list, an aggregated list of A-rated insurance companies, and they allow all of them to, you can shop all of them all at once. When you text the word money to 232323, they will take a look at your property. They take a look at the square footage, everything about it. They've got it all in their system. So this algorithm allows all these companies to spit out quotes within seconds. You get a firm quote within 15 seconds. That's astonishing. You text the word money to 232323, and an A-rated insurance company is going to say, this is what we can offer you on homeowners insurance right now on this date, on this month. And then compare it to what you're paying now. What you're going to find in most cases, you're going to get a savings that can approach and oftentimes exceed four digits for the year. That's big savings without suffering a loss of coverage. Text the word money to 232323, and please go check them out at tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Yep. So that is that's what's out there right now. The restaurant industry is putting that out there, and they're just asking for a little bit of help. And there's a stimulus package coming, something to help small businesses. I mean, they're small businesses, and they of course need help as well. So we'll see what happens. I try to support as often as I can, but hopefully some of you who have the ability to do that can as well. Even if it's to go food, that's something that's very, very important as well. But a lot of restaurants keep closing. I see more and more, like Eric Sandler has a list. He'll add to the list all the time, and you just think about it. There's nothing in sight that looks like everything's going to be fine in August or September where they'll be back to. And restaurant owners will tell you at 50%, it's hard enough at 100% because the margins are pretty slim. They really need alcohol sales, a big part of restaurants. Alcohol sales is huge because they can mark up alcohol sales much more than food, because their food costs are higher than you probably think. You start taking 50% and then people aren't drinking as much, or you're getting to-go food and you don't have people buying the to-go alcohol as well, even though it's being offered. All that's doing is slowing the process of them getting closed. So I'm hoping they get some help. We'll see what happens. You know the party that we talked about? The massive party yesterday at that mm-hmm. big Beverly Hills house? Mm-hmm. Actually, one person is now dead from the shooting.
Oh, no. There.
Although I have not seen the name of the player. I haven't seen that pop up at all. But the Daily Mail UK has, is this the same story? Yeah, it's the same story. 35-year-old woman has been killed at Susan Hannaford's mansion on Tuesday. It was reported that the home had been rented by several NFL players for a party. It is unknown whether Hannaford was at the property at the time of the incident. Hannaford played Kitty in the Australian drama The Sullivans. So I don't know what the hell. So maybe she was at that party, I guess. I don't know if this is accurate either. This is from the UK. So I don't know if it's initial reports from the partygoers said hundreds of revelers had gathered at the sprawling property to celebrate an unidentified football star making the NFL draft. However, police sources told TMZ they believe the party was hosted by the notorious L.A. gang 8-Trey Gangster Crips and that there were no NFL players in attendance. Hannaford, who rose to fame after appearing as Kitty Sullivan in the 70s Australian TV series The Sullivans, owns the $9 million 14-bedroom Beverly Crest. How many bedrooms did we think there was?
I don't know. What was it? What did 14. It say? 14?
14.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The former soap stars built a huge property empire, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it had nothing to do with an NFL draft. Because that kind of thing, don't y'all think that would pop out in this day and age in the internet? Somebody would have had who the football player was. That was the initial story, but maybe that's not what happened.
Maybe the football player is part of the gang.
Well, I mean, there are players who have ties.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got a prominent player who actually, I didn't even know this until some of my friends put me onto it through Twitter. Like, they showed pictures of this guy. They're like, dude, this is blood. This is a shout-out to blood. They said, you wouldn't know this, but this is a shout-out. And they had like three or four pictures. I'm like, what? Like, oh, yes, and this is his background. That's something. You can see guys will fly their flag sometimes in ways that I'd never thought of, you know, in terms of color coordination and things like that. But I guess the streets know, but the general public does not know. And so as long as players can kind of, and not that these guys, I think, have any kind of direct affiliation at all right now or doing anything bad. It's almost kind of a shout out to the neighborhood, really, is almost what it has become. But yeah, you could have an NFL player who, yeah, there's some guys who are gangsters who are at the thing because they're from the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They're people he used to run with or whatever the case may be. That could be the case. You don't know.
Yeah. So I've been reading an article that shows how that ammonium nitrate, the 2,700, for those of you who don't know, 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate caused that Beirut explosion. Apparently, it was the Rosas, which is owned by Igor Gratushkin, a Russian national who now lives in Cyprus. The boat was carrying 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate. It was heading from Russia, Georgia, to Mozambique. But it experienced an apparent malfunction and made an unscheduled stop in Beirut. Gratushkin then declared bankruptcy and abandoned the ship in Lebanon, leaving its crew stranded on the vessel for months before the ammonium nitrate could be offloaded. And it's been in a warehouse in the port of Beirut since. A fire started in one of the other port buildings in warehouse 9 of the port and spread to warehouse 12 where the ammonium nitrate was stored and caused that explosion. Now, the initial report was that a guy smoking started the fire in the warehouse, in warehouse 9, I guess, and then it spread to warehouse 12. But they had been warned, like as long ago as 2015, they were supposed to auction it off and either get rid of it or auction it off or get rid of it. And nothing had been done since 2013 until Bluey yesterday. Kablooey. It exploded. And $3 billion now is the estimate?
$3 to $5 billion
worth
of $3 to $5 billion
worth of
material damage.
Yeah. No, 90% of the hotels are inoccupable.
90% of the hotels will not. Yeah, their governor said, I think it's called their governor. He said, are inoperable.
Not their owner? He's not their owner?
Nope. Inoperable. 300,000 homeless.
How many dead? They have no idea.
Well, I saw one report that said 100 with 4,000 injured. I just don't see, based on that blast. And I saw a video yesterday. And this guy said, this is the fourth time I'm posting this. It'll get taken down again. And I know why it's getting taken down. Because it was extremely graphic. It was somebody walking the streets. And it was just, I don't know how close they were. It was on a road. It was on a street. And just people, just limbs. You know, people just, it was horrific.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish I wouldn't have seen it. But that's what they're dealing with there. I can't believe, based on the eradication of buildings close to the blast site, that those numbers are going to go unbelievably high. I think.
That just the worst explosion I've ever seen, ever. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to just Google it, Beirut explosion. Holy crap! There's one has 7 different angles, and it's just unbelievable. And then there's the aftermath of it too that you see. It's just devastating, unbelievable. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, you are more than welcome to do that. Why is Kelly Stafford so mad? She is not happy at all. Now, she fought for her life last year, right? Matt Stafford's wife, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. She had a real issues. She had some kind of brain trauma, didn't she?
Yes. There was a brain issue there. Yeah. Was it last year or year before?
So he had a false positive. So I've been losing my mind because of how my family has been treated since my husband was put on COVID IR. Even after we knew it was positive, our school told us they were not allowed back. I was approaching a grocery store, told I was endangering others. My kids were harassed, kicked off a playground. I was told I needed to wait in my car when trying to pick up food. People closest to us had to get tested. I guess when you're famous, like if Tom Hanks went out right after he said he was, you know, people
Matt
would
be Stafford
like,
ain't Tom Hanks.
Matt Stafford's
apparently
pretty
he's
damn famous
enough
in
that community.
Matt Stafford
in Detroit. And Kelly Stafford's pretty famous in Detroit, too.
Ain't okay. Tom Hanks famous?
Well, not many people are. But as far as Detroit's concerned, he might as well be Tom Hanks.
Do you know?
Well, who's more famous, Kelly Stafford or Tom Hanks' wife, Rita?
Rita Wilson.
Rita Wilson's
Rita famous. Wilson. Who's a better rapper?
Rita Wilson.
Rita Wilson.
Clearly. Rita Wilson's awesome at rapping.
So she was shunned in her neighborhood?
No, she was shunned. No, she said, yeah.
Yeah.
My kids harassed.
Get off this playground.
She said, I was told I needed to
wait
my car.
We'll throw food at you.
Trying to pick up food. And people closest to us had to get tested just so they could go back to work. That's just to name a few things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's true. People do get, there's a shunning. We shunned you for a while. We were, you weren't here, but if you had been here, we'd have treated you the same way.
Unfortunately, it didn't continue.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the problem, too. She says, well, maybe we should be absolutely positive a person has COVID before releasing that info to the world.
I was told by someone in the NFL circle that positives are almost always positives.
So there are false positives, though.
Yeah. Maybe that's something else they're finding out, too. You know, yeah. They're finding out more and more. I was told you're almost always, when it's positive, you're almost always going to be positive. When you're negative, there is definitely a chance for error. So I think everyone's operating off of, well, positive is positive. Is there a process where you can, like, I hadn't heard many false positives, but now it's starting to pop out there.
If I was the NFL, I'd say, hey, if we can get you two positive tests in a row, maybe 24 hours apart before you, I guess, start a Kelly Stafford situation where they're shunned in their own neighborhood.
Yeah.
Does she have to wear a scarlet C?
Well, this was the thought. If you were going to
scarlet D,
you've got to
COVID a scarlet C.
Well, Detroit or
no, but COVID. Scarlet C.
Yeah, COVID. A for adultery, C for COVID. So, yeah. But here's what she said: the reason people had an issue was the thought was, what are you doing out when we know Matthew Stafford has COVID? You're supposed to quarantine. You should not be out. This is reckless of you. And so she said on her Instagram post, she said, I would also like people to know, if you saw me out and about after this, it was because we already knew it was a false positive. We would never chance endangering anyone with this virus. If we have learned anything in the past 2 years, it's that we know the value of health and the health of others.
And the Lions put out a statement that he is not positive. He received two negative tests. His testing sequence from the pre-entry period was negative, negative, false positive. The next three tests were all negative. To be clear, Matthew does not have COVID-19 and never has had COVID-19.
The other player mentioned with Stafford was Gardner Minshew. Now, Minshew was around a guy who may have had it, at least because I don't think they're even sure. Minshew says, what happened is, I think we both had the antibodies from staying in Naples. We probably got it down there at the same time. Had no symptoms or whatever, and then I think he failed a test, but I don't think he has it again. But just since he failed it and I was around him, then I had to sit out too. So Minshew didn't test positive. Someone around him tested positive recently, so he had to miss out for a little bit. I think he missed a day of camp or something like that.
Well, I'm not going to bet on the Jaguars to win the title then.
I don't think you're doing that anyway.
I liked him before this.
Huh. But he didn't.
He missed a day of work.
Yeah, so you're done with them?
I'm out.
The NFL, in a statement, this is pretty important because this, you know, could continue to have, you're going to have some false positives, some false negatives. The NFL, in a statement to the Free Press, the Detroit Free Press, said it will continue to examine our protocols and the science with the Players Association and medical experts as we learn more from the thousands of tests being performed across the league. But there was no data immediately available on how frequently false positives or false negatives occur with the type of testing it's using on players. Hopefully what people won't do is try to use this to rationalize their behavior. Look, false positive popped up. It is what it is. I mean, it's going to happen sometimes. Everything's not going to be perfect. So you explain it, and hopefully people aren't outraged one way or another because of a false negative that popped up. People are still learning. The same way people are outraged about things that have been where the medical community was wrong about COVID and they come back and say, okay, we were wrong on this. Sometimes they're just going to have some things that, man, the more we learn, the more we realize this viral shedding stuff is a concern, but maybe it's not as big a concern as the aerosol. The aerosol is a substantially bigger concern than the touching, even though the touching can be an issue too. That changed. More information I got. The NFL, I can tell you this. The NFL was pretty sure that there weren't going to be false positives, that when you get positives, it's positives. Now they're having to say, oh, well, maybe we need to keep looking at the protocol, because a personnel guy I talked to with an AFC team told me that they come in every day, they get it swabbed. He said it's not too bad. They go up in the nose, but not as far as you see in the videos, because he was really worried about that. They get it every day, and then they get the results at 4 in the morning. And so maybe this new methodology, maybe they're going to have to do the brain scrape now. All right, that's it, guys. First false positive.
It already is.
Now we're going deep with the brain scrape.
It already is. All right. I need some insurance to get that.
No, you don't. You need Men's T
Clinic. Oh, that's what I need, testosterone.
Yeah. You just had insurance. I'm going to tell you about Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic in the business here in Houston for, I don't know. I started seeing him in 2016. I remember it was January 2016. And, I mean, I was completely gassed. I had no energy. But to me, I just thought, okay, well, I was doing a radio show at 6 in the morning, waking up at 4 whatever, drink my coffee, I'd do the radio, I'd do the NFL draft stuff, and that's just the way life was. You're just going to be low with energy. But then when they said, why don't we test you for testosterone? And I'm like, no, I'm good. Libido's fine. They said, yeah, that's a thing that people just assume that there's only one thing or it's two different things. They said lack of energy is a big, big problem. And so they tested me, and my numbers were low. And what they were able to do was customize and tailor a program for me, and I saw instant results. I mean, I lost about 22 pounds. I had so much energy. I was walking at night at 9:30, 10 every single night. I'd start my walks. The workload wasn't too much. It made a huge, huge difference in quality of life. The same thing can be true for you. Why don't you go get tested for your testosterone level? Find out where your levels are. And if they're low, get back to being the real you by getting tested and getting treated at Men's T Clinic. There are so many locations around Houston. You will find a location nearest you, and you can start getting back to living your best life at menstclinic.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. Just saw a Biden interview. I think we're going to get just as much fun out of the next president as we got out of the last one. I think this is going to be fun. This is going to be a good time. Head by all. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776 is the number. We haven't talked about the Rockets in a long time. Okay. The Rockets, Carmelo Anthony beat him. How about afterwards, Damian Lillard was like, you know, I'm sick of this disrespect. And we expect that's Carmelo Anthony. We expect him to make those shots. Like, this is a big surprise that Carmelo Anthony can hit a three. And, well, it kind of is. I mean, it kind of is. It's surprising how well Melo is playing for them, if you want to know the truth. Is it not?
I am.
I thought he was done.
Yeah, I thought he was done, too. I've been surprised with how Melo's played. He's had some good performances. Mm-hmm. I thought yesterday he looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I think he looks like he's an NBA player right now.
He came out and blocked.
Now, he also is taking on a different role. Like, he's okay being
a guy
third wheelish around.
Certainly behind McCollum and Dame.
Well, yeah, and then
and Nurkic, you know.
Yeah, Nurkic when they have the bear, whenever he, although yesterday was not a good game for him. Well, I mean, he grabbed a ton of rebounds, but who doesn't grab a ton of rebounds? But I didn't think he was very good around the basket. That Mike D'Antoni said it best. The Rockets didn't play well, but the Rockets played right into the hands of Portland. They played Portland style of basketball. They got slowed down. Shot clock became an issue too many times, and then James was just a non-factor relative to what we're used to. He had a couple moments. The Rockets failed to make big runs, like And we're used to the big run by the Rockets. They really couldn't get the big run going. They couldn't get it to where they could take over a game because James was not that kind of James. Portland threw a very soft double team, and the deeper he got when he crossed half court towards the top of the key is when they would run the double over at James. A lot of times it was coming from C.J. McCollum or Gary Trent Jr. And then from there, the Rockets didn't make them pay. Portland did a good job of rotating. The Rockets didn't get to the 10 enough and finish. They didn't make a high enough three-point percentage. What did they end up shooting from three?
Was it in the
20s? Had to be, right? I mean, Daniel House had, I think, three threes. He had Covington. I mean, he had some guys make.
Not only him.
He had some makes, but what was the final three-point percentage?
Jeff Green was great. Let's see. I'm getting the box score right here, and it was three-pointers were 19 of 53, 36%.
That was 36%?
Yeah. House was 4 of 10, Covington just 2 for 11, PJ 2 for 6, Westbrook 0 for 2, James 3 for 8, Green 5 for 9.
Yeah, it actually kept them in the game. What was the field goal percentage?
Field goal percentage.
Because it was 40%.
39%.
Oh, my God. That means their two-point percentage was just, well, from the standpoint of your two-point percentage, meaning your efficiency as a two-point shooting team was not good. For either team. Both teams missed a lot of shorter shots. Not good game for Russ. What was Russ's? I didn't look at the box. I just watched the game. My feeling was Russ played like trash yesterday. What did the numbers say?
Russ's numbers, 5 for 14. 0 for 2, 5 for 12 from the line.
Yep, trash.
That was terrible.
Oh, there's a lot of misses on both
sides. Three defensive rebounds, 9 assists, 1 turnover. That's good. That's really good for Russ. 2 steals, 5 personal fouls.
And James's final box line, you know what the gambling number was on him? Points, rebounds, assists was 50.5.
Way short.
Way short.
Yeah. See, and we talked about that. I mean, do you want to know the truth? The better backcourt duo was by far Portland. Now, Dame was just 6 of 19, 3 for 7 from 3, 9 rebounds, though, 8 assists, 3 turnovers. McCollum, he was pedestrian, 8 for 18, 20 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 turnovers. But quite frankly, their backcourt was just better. It was just better last night. And the Rockets end up losing. We were talking about during the show. The first thing I thought of was, wow, the Rockets are giving 4 points? That doesn't seem like it. That's where that should be. And sure enough, Portland always gives them a problem. And with Nurkic back and Zach Collins, that front court is going to be a big problem. A big problem for this team. They're going to have a problem with Denver, too. They're going to have a real problem with Denver.
But, you know, the Rockets, you really are. I mean, it's just a reminder that the guys around James really aren't, other than Russ, really aren't. I mean, they're just guys. At best, they're just guys. Daniel House can shoot. I mean, that's his. But he's not anyone that's going to lead you to wins. That's no disrespect to Daniel. But guys who win in the league are the really good players. You got to have really good players to win. And if James is a non-factor like he was yesterday, and once again, that's relative to the expectations of this team for James. They're built around him being a 30-plus point per game scorer. If you really look at it, if you think about it, James is not the same guy and he's not attacking and he's not getting to the free throw line, well, Russ better be an animal, because if not, it ain't good enough with Ben McLemore, Covington, Austin Rivers, like Daniel House, PJ Tucker. That's a lottery team.
Covington had an off shooting night, though. I mean, 2 for 11.
But Covington's not a great shooter.
No, he's a good shooter, though.
The Rockets don't have great shooters.
No. If you'd stayed right here, would you be happy? They're the 4th seed, Jazz the 5th seed.
Oh, yeah.
And they got to play the Lakers in the second round, then.
Well, I don't care. You got to play the Lakers at some point.
I'd rather play the Clippers.
Yeah, to me, if you want to be if you're gunning for championship, you face them at some point.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can.
But again, the organization always wants to go further than it, as far as it can.
Do you think
is it not like last year they had finished in the Western Conference semis instead of going to the Western Conference finals? It was a better year the year before because they went to the finals.
Do you think Lakers, are we for sure when this is all said and done, Lakers have the better record. Lakers have come back on the restart looking better. I think it's safe to say Lakers also have they don't have all their players, but they've got a lot of the important ones. You've had the Clippers had players outside the bubble for a while. You'd rather see Clippers, but to me it's irrelevant.
Clippers just lost to the Nets.
But, I mean, would you rather
or be... No, they just lost to the Suns.
Yeah. I mean, the Bucks just lost to the Nets.
Yeah.
You think the Bucks are in major trouble now?
Yeah. They just lost to the Rockets and then think they would have been pissed.
Who do you like? Because the Heat just beat the Celtics. And the Celtics are supposed to be the hot team, too. Like, look out for the Celtics.
Well, I like the Heat to win it all.
Who do you like in the East other than the Bucks?
Did you hear what I said, though?
Toronto?
I'm lying.
Is Toronto going to really quietly just be like, y'all forgot about Dre?
Do you see Drake balling?
Said you forgot about Dre.
I don't know.
Nowadays, everybody wants to
Have you seen the video of Drake? Drake surprisingly talks a lot of smack on the basketball
That's
court.
That's shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Surprising. The Raptors... What are they, 3-0 now in the bubble? Or 2-0? Maybe. Have they played three games? Kyle Lowry's flopping ass. Yeah. Man.
What? Yeah, but they got a team. They got a lot of the same guys back. Siakam's a good player.
No, I'm directing it at Kyle Lowry because he flopped and got himself a flagrant that changed the complexion of the Heat game. But the Raptors are saying, hey, look at us. We're still here. Don't forget about us. But the Bucks played. No one played more than no starter played more than 20 minutes. They still should beat the Nets. But Eric Bledsoe's back in the lineup, didn't play well. And all their guys are out. Like Giannis and Chris Middleton didn't even play the second half. So it wasn't like the Nets were in a back and forth with the potential 61 Bucks. It was like all their guys, plenty of guys who won't be in a rotation in the playoffs. But good win for the Nets. Not that it matters. We're pretty much locked into the 7 or the 8 seed. But it was a weird day in basketball yesterday.
Yep, it was crazy. When I see the Nets beat the Bucks and then the Suns beat the Clippers. Really? Of course, the Suns are playing good ball.
Booker made a shot over both Kawhi and Paul George.
And fadeaway.
And Paul George hit him on the.
I think Booker's the most underrated player in the NBA.
He plays on a. He's a bucket getter on a not too good of a team.
Right.
So some people point to it and say, "Well, someone has to score."
Right.
But he's a. Big time scorer.
He's a good player. He's just a good player. Talking right now about McClenny, Mosley and Associates, MMA. The MMA law firm knows that you are probably dealing with too much when you're trying to deal with an insurance company that actually isn't budging. If that insurance company isn't budging and you're like, this is unfair. I paid my premiums. I have the damage and they're not taking care of it. Well, if that is the case, then you get a hold of the MMA law firm, largelossattorneys.com. If you've had damage from hail or storms or your building and they're saying, no, you're not covered. No. Let the MMA law firm look over your policy and let them go after the insurance company. And if the insurance company's acting in bad faith, you could be worth up to three times your damage amount. The MMA law firm will handle dram shop, pharmaceutical law, medical devices, serious personal injury, 18-wheeler injury, all of that. And this is the rainy season, floods, hurricanes coming. Think of the MMA law firm, largelossattorneys.com. Zero to go. There is no consultation fee. Then they don't collect a dime until you settle. So you don't have to pay them, no out-of-pocket fee, no settlement, no fees. LargeLossAttorneys.com. These are the guys that are going to fight for you. LargeLossAttorneys.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Kevin Hart and Katy Perry came to Ellen's defense. You guys see that?
What did they say?
Well, they said Katy Perry, I think maybe she was nice to, one of two. I know I can't speak for anyone else's experience besides my own, but I want to acknowledge that I've only ever had positive takeaways from my time with Ellen and on the Ellen Show. Mm-hmm. I think we have all witnessed the light and continual fight for equality that she has brought.
Uh-huh. So mm-hmm. Katy Perry, the superstar, was treated right. nicely by Ellen.
Yeah.
Well, Dakota Johnson, not a superstar, I guess. I saw that video for the first time. I guess that's famous.
The one where she says, I invited
you
to a party.
Why did you not invite me to your birthday party? And it was a whole thing for like 3 minutes on their show. And it's like, oh, this is weird.
It's uncomfortable.
Ellen's really mad at her about a birthday. And I did invite you. I didn't see it. Like, yeah, I remember you were doing somebody off camera, one of her producers. Like, yeah, you had to go do the thing where you were blah, blah. Oh, yeah, I had to do some other thing. Okay, yeah. She didn't invite me last year either, though. I know, that's why I invited you this year. You made a big deal.
Yeah, you made a point of me.
She
not
goes, I didn't know you even liked me. She goes, why would I not like you? I was like,
the other
I'm
thing,
just thinking, do they know the cameras?
No,
does
Dakota
know the cameras on?
From what I can tell, Dakota Johnson don't take no stuff. So she's like, no, we'll just have a real conversation about whatever your issue is. She's done that a couple, not necessarily Ellen a couple times, but another talk show host might have said something like, oh, she was talking to Jimmy Fallon. She was telling a story to Jimmy Fallon. And
And
she went on and he kept interrupting her. She was like, I thought you guys were supposed to listen when we talk to you.
Yeah.
She's like, she's not going to play that game apparently. Katy Perry. Yeah. Ellen's nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
She's nice to you.
She'd be nice to you too.
If I was a guest, maybe if I didn't work for her. By the way, the thing that Ellen was doing is when she was at the, I think she was at a Cowboy game with Jerry Jones. That happened to be the thing, and she caught, I mean, not Jerry Jones, with George W. Bush.
Right.
And she caught a lot of heat for that because, you know, George W. Bush wasn't so progressive in his approach to gay rights. And everyone's like, wait, this is who you're hanging out with? So she goes, yeah, I'm famous, and I got money. This is who we hang out with now. That's not what she said, but that's what I was thinking.
Kevin Hart said, it's crazy to see my friend go through what she's going through publicly. I've known Ellen for years. I can honestly say that she's one of the dopest people on the effing planet. She's treated my family and my team with love and respect from day one. Love you for life, Ellen.
Mm-hmm. Once at least again, he's got her back for his, you know, what he's dealt with.
Yeah. Well, of course, he's Kevin Hart. And that's what somebody said, told Katy Perry, oh my God, no queen, delete, you're going to get dragged.
So let me ask you a question. What is that? Dragged? She'll still keep selling.
It means on Twitter, people.
Yeah,
make fun
but she's
of
her
no,
a
no,
little
I
bit.
Know,
all.
But it's not ultimately.
That's all it means.
It won't mean anything. Do you like? Do people from West? Have you ever been to a football game in West Virginia?
Oh yeah.
How do the people there treat you?
Terribly.
They treated you badly.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I wore an LSU shirt.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
I mean, did you go with your boy?
Antagonizing.
No.
Are you a friend of like? Did you ever do the West Virginia sign in a
no.
suite somewhere?
They have
no.
a sign?
Do they play?
No,
because
the only
w?
Time I went, they were playing LSU.
Like throw the W up? Maybe it's a W.
No, that Wisconsin, like that? I think, does that. I don't think
no.
West Virginia
no,
does.
No, I didn't do that. Oh, no.
Okay. Because I was going to say,
I think
I was hoping you'd say you were treated nicely.
I think West Virginia mimics doing meth.
Well, see,
as
you're
their
wrong.
Sign.
Huh?
Doesn't West Virginia mimic doing meth as their sign?
Yeah.
How they celebrate things?
Yeah.
They don't celebrate doing meth.
They get their
one thing.
They get
hey,
their
West Virginia, that's pipe. Dell that said that. That's not me.
They pretend to get their works out.
Smoking crack.
I get in trouble by an entire nation of people for just
well,
not having a quarterback rated high enough in a preseason article or a wide receiver.
Mm.
Hey, how does an undrafted free agent didn't hit my top 10 wide receivers for the next 3 years of prospects.
Yeah,
like,
Florida State has the chop. Miami has the U. West Virginia, they're either going to burn a couch, mimic burning a couch, or get their works out.
What if there is there a cold celebration?
No, what they do is they just do the motion when you want to light, get your lighter going, because that's how you light up your spoon.
I'm not going to do light up the spoon. Do a cold joke, Dell. Don't do a meth joke.
No, they're new energy now. We're just going to, hey, I got to heat up the spoon, the bottom of it.
That's their. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Everybody's heating up the bottom of the spoon.
Yeah.
As soon when they score a touchdown.
Yeah.
I love that. Got a text from my buddy. I've been listening. I haven't heard you say anything nice about how well Carlos is playing offense and defense. By the way, him going up and getting that ball. Holy crap,
Carlos! Man, that's the thing that'll make.
Oh, you're Mr. Simulated Carlos.
No, I was worried about simulated Carlos.
Why?
because simulated Carlos' numbers are bad.
It's simulated. It's not real.
Real Carlos is doing good.
Real Carlos
simulated
is doing great.
Simulated or real, he's a defensive. He is so freaking fun to watch defensively.
Yes.
I mean, golly, he's good. I wish he would stay an Astro. I don't feel confident about it.
Greatest. I'm going to take him over Bogar even.
Oh, yeah, look at you.
Well, Tim Bogar was. No. Tim Bogar was a defensive specialist now.
Well,
Tim Bogar,
yeah, that's what you were
defensively.
Told. Yeah, that's what you were told.
No.
Tim Bogar and Adam Everett. I don't remember them making highlight plays.
No, they didn't have his gun.
Do you remember?
They didn't even have close to his arm.
Carlos's range is sick.
Yeah.
And then when he gets in the 5-5 hole and has to throw across the. Who makes that throw like he does?
No, nobody.
He's insanely good. Or his quick release on those throws and to get the heat
Dude,
on.
Dude, how would you like to be Yuli on him turning a double play that's got a. He's got a fire? And when he's running across the bag and firing?
So I've heard that they gunned him the other day at like 87 or 88 miles an hour, which, you know, is fast. That's a very fast throw. I'm guessing if he were on the mound and threw as hard as he could, he's in the 90s.
Yes. Yes.
Gotta be right.
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely. You can pushing touch. off the rubber? Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm going to make a quick call.
What are you going to call?
A quick text.
Oh. And hitting, he's literally the only big name in the lineup. Yuli's hitting okay, but dude is on. He's got his OPS is over 1100. I talked about Carlos earlier in the show. You apparently weren't listening because you're lazy. This person had texted me, so suck on that. Okay, yeah, that's right. And Kelly, yeah, I came in this morning and we were getting stepped on again. Did you guys hear that coming in?
No,
I heard that. Yeah,
we're getting stepped on.
Great.
Again. Everybody,
great
get the 975 app. That's the way to go.
When we have that issue or we're getting stepped on, that is your go to.
We got to start taking. We're gonna have to start making some people pay. They want to step on our signal and intentionally go over their wattage. We got to start. They take one of ours out. We take two of them.
Well, how about we just go with a Beirut bomb?
Oh. Mm.
No?
Gavel, please. Gavel.
Where's the...
That's not what you want to say.
No, it's not at all. That should have been more emphatic, how over the line he was.
I just dumped that one.
It's too late now.
I'm not trying to draw attention.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's not... Nah, not that one.
I'm just saying. Drop one.
Nope.
I'm just saying.
Nope.
That's all.
Nope. That's not the one you're just saying.
No, we don't just say that.
West Virginia celebration is a certain finger salute. Oh,
well,
yeah, when they score a touchdown.
That fits.
That
no,
does
what
kind
was
of fit.
It that got the guy kicked out of the Texas game? They got the offensive tackle kicked out when he was running down. Oh, because
he was doing horns down.
Well, that's worse than anything.
Oh, well, that's the worst thing anyone could do.
When you do a horns down, what you're saying is basically you are the worst person. Didn't the Big 12 threaten
that.
An entire conference if they kept doing horns down?
You would get a
anybody,
penalty.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Penalty, fine, suspension.
It's uncouth, really, to do it.
Which you should get.
And unoriginal, we've been told, to do it.
It's actually like the worst thing anyone can ever do.
Yeah.
You're a bad person if you do horns down.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
We are. Bad Stop person. Doing it on the Twitch. People can see you.
Mm-hmm.
They can see how bad of a person you are.
You can, like, it's just like with Gary Patterson. You can say, don't say that word.
Yeah, I'm
you
saying,
don't say
don't
that word
do
out loud.
This.
No.
Yeah, don't. That's
don't
my point.
Don't do this.
Don't do that out.
Don't do that.
Just say, don't do horns down.
You have
don't
to
actually
apologize.
Do the horns down while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Don't do horns down, anybody. It's bad. You're a bad person.
You're missing the point.
Right.
It's an awful sign, so you don't keep doing it to prove that it's an awful sign. You just tell people not to do it.
Is it the H word? HD word? Horns downward?
I don't think they mind you saying horns down. I just think they don't want you doing
it. No, you can't say it either.
Are you sure?
It's the HD word.
Then why do you keep saying it?
Word?
Why do you keep doing it then? Well, you continue to throw it down. You know the rules.
I don't know the rules.
Please, nobody tag Tom Herman with that.
Yeah. Didn't you just have a cool, nice conversation with Tom Herman?
Yes, I did.
And now you're doing
the head coach.
You're doing the most offensive thing in college football.
I know
football.
That's bad because he's a, for University of Houston people, he's a bad person.
Actually, it's more because he's like checking urine.
No. There are University of Houston people that hate him.
Well, he lied on TV about taking
the
job, John.
To their faces, to some of the. Ooh.
Oh, to the To the money people?
To the money people. Well, Daryl, you didn't see the Facebook thing that Daryl put out there? Oh, my goodness. It was bad.
What makes him a worse person? The checking of urine and making out with his players?
Wait, does he check with urine as he's making out with his players?
That would be kind of unsanitary.
No.
Or the fact that he lied straight to the Houston money people.
That's the worst thing.
Okay. So if we're ordering the worst things you can do in college football, is lying to people at University of Houston and then the horns down, or is it reversed?
No, horns down is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, you got a point.
HD word is the worst thing
ever. Stop calling it that.
Yep.
Stop throwing up the sign. Stop throwing up signs. You know you're not supposed to do that.
Yep. I'm going to call him Tom Hemmen so I don't use the hard R.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Tom Hemmen. No, it's a hard.
Tom Hemmen.
No, that's awful. What is Lance listening to?
I don't know. Something weird. I don't know what this is, and it's just come out, and it's starting to pick up steam. It's on Joely Molinari. I don't know who. Warren Sharp's got it, too. Russell Wilson is talking about his new alter ego named Mr. Unlimited. And he does a whole video. It's about 1 minute long of Mr. Unlimited. You might want to play that when you come back because I don't know what this is in reference to. Because this says, WTF is this at Colin Cowherd is what Joely Molinari. He's the guy that does all those.
Joely Molinari.
He does those imitations. Wow. Joely Molinari went from having like 27,000 followers to 265,000. He does those imitations that are really, really good. The different coaches. He does Nick Saban.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, yeah. You've seen it. He does a Phillip Rivers. My Rivers is better than his, but what? His gets more attention.
Why?
Now I'm worried that and he's in Indianapolis. He used to work for a sports talk station in Indianapolis or a website. Now he's with Barstool.
Joey Molinari. What does he say? There's a bunch of Joey Molinaris.
Apparently, Russell Wilson's been been hashtagging unlimited after things since at least 2018.
Okay, that's his new alter ego, is Mr. Unlimited, I guess.
Well, I don't know. He May 20, 2018, unlimited. And then he goes, unlimited diarrhea. Hashtag puppy problems. Apparently, he just got a new puppy. But this was 2 years ago, so he's been doing this for a while.
He is, honestly, Russell is, this is something for another time. He's the most hated on, really good player that I've seen in a long time.
More than James?
Yeah, because people don't like him because he's nice or he doesn't get in any trouble. Like, for weird reasons, people don't like him.
Ah, you're nice and you say things that are kind of corny. We don't like you.
Yeah. Oh, you're not cool enough.
10 o'clock, 10:01. He's, well, what did they accuse him? He wasn't black enough, right?
Yeah, who was the first one called Cornball? Rob Parker called...
He called Robert Griffin III.
Robert Griffin III. 10:01 ESPN 97.5.